Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I think we'll look back at this game and we won't remember it very much. It's one of those games that you drop points, you're not happy about it, but it just gives you what you need, essentially, in terms of getting something but not completely dropping points. So I think when you look at it from that perspective, yeah, we got what we want. Not what we want, but we got something from the game is my point. And I think we just move on. I think as soon as the game finished, TV off, next game. This is elite sport. There's no point dwelling. There's just no time. It's a good result. They're the champions. You know, I made that very clear. I gave them the respect they deserve when I did the last episode of this podcast. So, yeah. It is what it is. You always want to win games of football. You can't win every game, or it's difficult to. And that's the reality. So I think, yeah, we just have to accept the game, accept that they came there to not lose because they had no shots on target, and they haven't. That hasn't been the case for 600 games of football. So when you look at it like that, what can we actually do? If teams are so scared that they just don't want to try, it's just going to make life increasingly... It's going to make life very difficult for us. And the only way to really deal with that is to break them down. And that can take time, right? So I think... I think it's just a very tough game. Games like this can be very tough. And I think I do question, did we go for it enough? But I think all things considered, we did. I think it's difficult. Both teams came into the game with good form, relatively good form, and no one wants to lose. No one wants to lose at all. So you can't blame Arteta for not... I don't think you can blame Arteta for not going for it a bit more. I think have too many quote-unquote creative luxury players on the pitch, I think you might risk being a bit too open, leaving us a bit too exposed, and then, you know, that could lead to us conceding one goal or more. And yeah, we haven't kept a clean sheet in however many games. We kept a clean sheet on Thursday night, which is good. And I think that we just have to look at it like that. It's a point. It takes us forward. This is our fourth attempt at trying. And we're sitting pretty at the top. 6 points clear. Man City have just bought Semenyo. They're trying to unsettle us, trying to unsettle our position. Not unsettle our position, but I think that whole signing is like, to me, that what that says is we still think we're those guys, and they're just not. So I just don't really. I'm happy for Semenyo. It's a great move for him. You'd be getting paid more, bonuses, etc. But I'm saying I just don't think they're that team anymore. So they can buy whoever they want. I think they're a wounded animal. They're just slowly dying, and by the end of the season they'll be fully dead and Pep will be gone. So you can spend all you like, but it's over. And sometimes you just have to accept it and move on. So the owners just should just sell off their shares, sell them off, divest, whatever the technical term is, and move on, because it's an end of an era. That's my belief. And I said it on the last episode and I stand by what I said. And it's just as simple as that. There's no ifs, buts and maybes. So that's it. That's what I have to say on that matter. But look, another game on Sunday, FA Cup. It's a huge game for us. We're the most successful team in the competition, so we ought to honour that tradition, all that history. We haven't of recent. I think I was thinking about this the other day, and I think the reason is I don't think people know how much I don't think people really understand how much Arteta wants to win that Premier League. It's not the Champions League, it's not the FA Cup, it's not all these other trophies that are being talked about. It's the Premier League, because we haven't won it for however many years. Yeah? 20 plus years. So can you blame him when you think back to the Carabao Cup exits and this and that? Someone may say, will listen to me and say, oh, excuses, but let's be honest. What do you really want? FA Cups, Carabao Cups, or the Premier League? Because once you get that Premier League, once Arsenal get that Premier League, it's over. I said it last episode, I'll say it again, it's over. It's just over. Because the Arsenal that was, you know, this sleeping giant for however many years, 20 plus years, yeah, they're there, winning the FA Cup and Carabao Cup. But if they win the Premier League, the amount of attention and interest and popularity that's going to just soar and go through the roof is absurd. Mark my words. And I do think we have what it takes. We are the strongest team. We've been the strongest team. Obviously, we are in January. I'm well aware of that. There's a lot that can happen. Injuries play a huge role. I don't know if I read that we've got new injuries, apparently. I'm not entirely sure if that's correct. I can't think of anyone who's injured off the top of my head. But the only reason why we won't go the distance, in my opinion, is injuries. Is injuries. And I can't really see any other reason, because I just think the quality of the squad is too high. And relative to other teams, I just think we have the best at the moment. Obviously, Liverpool have Salah coming back. But even then, I look at their bench. You look at their bench on Thursday and you just think, nah, sorry. That's all I'll say. I mean, yeah, it's just not intimidating. Just don't have that fear factor. It's completely gone. City, Liverpool, they all come to the Emirates. They all think about Arsenal so much. We live in all of their heads rent-free. The journalists, the pundits, all of them can't stop talking about us. And it's got to the point where it's like, it's kind of weird. Like, do you guys not have lives or something? Like, find a hobby. Honestly, look at another sport. I just don't know why you'd be so obsessed with Arsenal Football Club. I'm not. I'm a fan. I'm not. Sometimes I think, maybe watch tennis, rugby, anything. Find a hobby. The talk is like, it's just boring. As I said before, it's repetitive, it's predictable. and it has no value to society. Talk is cheap. Very, 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 very cheap. So don't talk too much. It's not good to talk too much because you can be humbled very quickly, and I think a lot of rival fans and pundits are being humbled or won't accept that they're being humbled, because the way I see it is, I think I've been very open. I think this season is the season, and I think we're going to win it soon. And I think that's quite bold for me to say, but I have to back my team. I have to believe in the signs that I've seen over an extended period of time. I'm talking 2020. I've followed the whole process of, I've analysed the team as much as you can imagine. And I just think this is the time. I don't think there's a better time. I think we're the best squad this season. And look, the Premier League's difficult to win. And us winning games of football and being top and all of that, people take it for granted. No one knows what's happening behind the scenes. Players not playing, players with playing through injury. We don't know any of that. But look, I back the club to sort out any issues, and I just hope that I hope that things work out in our favour. Obviously, you need luck. You need things to go your way. You need opponents to score own goals. And I think that combination of luck and just sheer determination and desire, because that's what this team has. I look back at the Villa game and I think, that reaction, slamming the grass like that. Yeah, admittedly, any team. I mean, you say that. I'm saying admittedly. I was gonna say admittedly, any team would react like that, but I don't think every team would. If you're a mid-table team and you've just lost in the last minute to Villa, I'm not sure you care as much as a team trying to go for a title. It's just human nature, right? Your expectations of yourself are lower when you're a mid-table team, and the way I saw them so angry that day, the team, it's almost like, to me, that's when, in my opinion, I felt confident. Yeah, this is our year. But maybe someone listening to this will say I'm crazy. But as I said, I've been following the process for however many years, and I just know my team. And I said to my brother, I just don't think this is going to be too deep, this defeat. No one likes to lose games of football. But surprisingly, I just walked away thinking, it's not going to finish us, you know. And Villa will certainly get revenge, and that's exactly what happened to them. So just be careful, you know. You win against Arsenal and you think you've got away with it, you get a thumping at the Emirates. it's how it happens. Ask Villa. And Ask City, ask Liverpool, what happens when you come to the Emirates? You pray to God for dear mercy, you pray to God for a point, or you pray to God for less than 10 goals. That's what you do. We're steely. Made of steel. Everyone else is so-so. Everyone else is just so-so. You can't keep drawing games of football. Liverpool, City. It's just weird, man. It's one, statistically, it's just weird. And two, you just can't win the Premier League like that. So good luck to them. I'm talking more to Liverpool because you're still 14 points adrift. That's just embarrassing. You spend that much money and that's where you're at. But look, I'm so aware that it's January and I'm speaking about what I believe. I'm communicating how confident I feel, right, essentially. But things can change very quickly, and I have no problem in coming back and saying, do you know what, maybe I'm slightly overconfident, or I was missing this detail. I'm an analyst. That's how I see myself. So, you know, I don't have a problem reanalyzing my thoughts, if that makes sense, and just taking it from there, because I think that's important in football. I mean, anything can happen, especially in the Premier League. It's the most competitive and contestable league in the world, and you really have to be good every single game. You really can't drop focus for a second. It's very tough. When you talk about elite sport, elite leagues, the Premier League's up there, probably with the NFL and the NBA in terms of the level of competitiveness, you know. It's tough. And the margins for error are so small, and the details, you have to pay attention to them. And Arteta does, and his coaching staff do, and that's why we're where we're at. That's why it means so much to them, and they celebrate so much when we win, and when we score goals from set pieces, and when we just do as they've coached us to do, you know. We're incredibly well organized. We're machine like, similar to City back in their heyday. But rightly so, the main criticism thrown at us is we haven't won it, and that's fair enough because it's the reality. But yeah, I don't think that's going to last forever, but yeah, who knows? So I think we just have to keep doing what we're doing, and I think the most important thing is to take each game at a time, because they are all difficult, and thinking so far ahead is just crazy, really. Like, the thought that we still have to play more games in the Champions League is like, I just can't, my mind can't process that at the moment. So I think we just need to focus on the FA Cup tie against Portsmouth on Sunday. Move through to the next round, God willing. We have to be up for it, earn the right to win. And if we do that, then we should be fine, and we'll keep the quadruple challenge still on. So let's see.